It has been nearly 3 months since Congress failed to renew funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. Now some states are scrambling to fill a looming budget shortfall. Maine Congresswoman Shelley Pingree is co-sponsoring a bill that would reauthorize funding for the insurance program that covers 9 million children. As Patty White reports, Maine's CHIP has enough money in the bank through June of next year. But children's advocates warn that the clock is ticking.
Claire Berkowitz of the Maine Children's Alliance says CHIP fills a gap in health coverage specifically for kids.
It's really for families who are low income, who don't have health insurance through their employer, but make too much money in order for their family to qualify for Medicaid.
According to Maine's Department of Health and Human Services, CHIP covers more than 11,000 children in the state. And the program is a good deal for Maine, Berkowitz says, because federal funds cover the majority of its roughly $33 million annual cost.
We get about $32 million in federal CHIP funding. This was in fiscal year 2016. So that's a loss of funds coming into Maine that helps our economy as well.
Berkowitz says it's a popular program that's received bipartisan support in the past. She doesn't understand why Congress isn't making it a priority. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, 16 states will see their federal funding run out in January.
There are children who have health care needs that need consistent coverage, and their families are looking at, you know, at the calendar and saying, oh my goodness, are we going to have coverage for our kids going into the new year.
The basic disagreement here, I think, has been about where the funding comes from and the length of the time that it's reauthorized.
Maine Democrat Shelley Pingree says earlier Republican proposals to reauthorize CHIP have failed because they only provided short-term funding and took money away from other health programs. She's co-sponsoring a bill that would extend CHIP funding for 5 years and cover the cost by shifting the timing of payments to Medicare Advantage and Part D plans.
I really do believe, funding the CHIP program is a Republican value, too. This isn't about, a leftist idea or anything else. This is a critical component of health.
A spokesman for Maine Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin says he supports CHIP, but favors an earlier bill that redirected prevention and public health dollars to cover its costs. Pingree says negotiations over CHIP will likely play a critical role in whether the federal government shuts down on December 22nd. State Democratic lawmaker Drew Gattine, House Chair of the Appropriations Committee, says he hopes Congress will resolve the issue.
It's not resolved as we roll into the short session, which is supposed to end in the middle of April. We're really going to have to go to the administration, Maine DHHS, and talk to them about what the contingency plan will be.
Maine's CHIP program has funding through the end of the fiscal year in June. A spokeswoman from DHHS said in an email that if Congress doesn't take action, the state will have to determine its next steps. As families who rely on CHIP face an uncertain future, community health centers do too. Pingree's bill would reauthorize their funding for 2 years, which expired in September.
It's a 70% cut to funding.
Darcy Shargo is interim CEO of the Maine Primary Care Association.
And the health centers that will start to feel that pinch are the ones that have a budget period that starts in January, and there are about a third of Maine's health centers who are in that boat.
Shargo says Maine has about 70 community health centers, which serve about 200,000 people, and some have had to put the brakes on services, including opiate treatment programs. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.